Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
First John, the chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. And then we will continue from the verse 9 to 13. Yes.
You see, every child of God welcomes the world.
Can you open the microphone? So we can all. But let's all read to the very verse that I mentioned.
First John chapter 5, verse 4.
Yep.
You see, every child of God welcomes the world. Mm-hmm. For our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world.
Which version are you reading? The Passion. Okay, let's listen to that. Let's go ahead.
You see, every child of God welcomes the world. For our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world.
Okay.
Verse 5. So who are the world conquerors defeating its power? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay. Can we go to the verse 10?
Verse 10.
Yeah.
Those who believe in the Son of God have the living testimony in their hearts.
Okay.
Those who don't believe have bring God out to be a liar by not believing the testimony God has confirmed about his Son.
Continue to verse 10.
This is the true testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life has its source in his Son. Whoever has the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not have the Son does not possess eternal life. I have written this letter to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you will be assured and know without a doubt that you have eternal life.
Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Yes, please.
Faith then is bred in the heart that responds to God's anointed actions of the anointed one.
Okay. Romans 10, 17. Faith coming by hearing. Can you give me the King James? I want the King James version. Yes.
Romans 10, 17.
Yeah.
So then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Okay. Faith coming by what? Hearing and hearing the word of God. Last reading, Acts chapter 3, verse 16.
Acts chapter 3, verse 16.
Yeah.
And his name through faith in his has made this man strong, whom you see and know.
Okay.
Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Hallelujah. We bless God for today. Before we zoom into today's concept that God has laid on my heart for us to teach, I would like to share some powerful keynote with you today too, to give us some very clear path in what we want to do today. And we will pray some few 5 minutes, then we will zoom into today's word. Hallelujah. In my recent discovery, I found out that the longest distance in this world, or in this time realm, is not a distance from the North Pole of the globe or the Earth to the South Pole. Neither is it a distance from the... Well, this is East, and this is West. Hey, I small. Forgotten my social studies. But the longer distance is not the distance between the west and the north, the east pole. The longest distance that man has tried to cover in their life is the distance between information and comprehension. Can I help you? Let's go into our classroom a little. I don't know if you remember this topic called cycle theory. In fact, cycle theory. It's one of the topics that really messed up my life. It really messed up my life. Do you know that within that topic he dated? You treat that circle, how to find the area. How long did it take you to understand that topic? It is some of us who sit over here. If I should give you a question on circle theory, heaven is your help. Say hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven will be your help. You see, the longest distance is the distance between an information and comprehension. Now, do you know that our life is built on things that we comprehend, not the things that we have received? If you look at the ordinary life of every individual, day in and day out, we receive information. Now, in the era of technology and social media platform, anytime you go be in a place, there are a lot of nonsense on the scene, but you'll find something very useful on the social media platform. I've built most of my training after university on YouTube. I've learned a lot of YouTube. I've learned Excel, PowerPoint, and a whole lot of stuff through YouTube. But the issue that with the information that flow every day to the average individual, you can attest that little or nothing is added to the life of the individual. So the problem here is not that there is no information. The problem here is comprehension. And this very situation I'm talking about has found itself in the church. Every day, the average believer comes to church. Comes to church every day. The average believer comes to church. Even if not Sundays, every day, there's something about God you hear every Sunday, every day. But little do we show for us believers. The problem is not that there are no good preachings, even though there are a lot of excesses. There are good preachings, but the problem is the distance between the information that has been given and the comprehension. And today you and I are going to pray for that particular prayer. Follow me. Because of this very strong barrier that stands between distance and comprehension, in the teachings of Apostle Paul did something in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Can somebody read for me? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. What's something here? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. I like the King James as usual. That is the very anointed version I like.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
Yeah.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wait, listen to what
he's
using.
The Father of glory. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Word of God. He said, let God give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, this is the thing. Whenever God wants to release an information to an individual, you know that the Bible said the foundation of everything is wisdom. Said, in all that you get to understand, but first of all, get wisdom. So whenever God wants to release something to man, the first thing he set forth is wisdom. Now when wisdom comes in place, what happens is that divine information is released. But in that place of divine information, that is not all. That divine information released is what we call mystery, hidden knowledge. There is a difference between knowing and like coming into contact with the mystery and then having an understanding of the mystery. I'll use my brother as an example. You knew Becky when she came to love 100. What did she have away? 400. How long did it take you to know that she'll be off? So you see the mystery. The mystery of God for his life, the hidden agenda of God for his life is this, that this lady will be the wife. She came to the father, she knew enough of Christ all this time, but she never knew. So sometimes mysteries are not the things that are neutral, they are things that the Holy Spirit is here to reveal to us. And that's the distance between information and comprehension. Many people come to church and all they have come to receive is information. They receive information, they go back. And you see that their life remains the same because it is not the information that is what is transforming you. So read the verse 18. This is what he said in verse 18. And remember that, listen to the prayer again. So this was the first part of the prayer. That you receive wisdom and not revelation. That you will know. Okay, finish it.
The eyes of your understanding.
No, the verse 17. Wisdom and revelation, that's what
in the knowledge of him.
In the knowledge, so wisdom and revelation brings knowledge. information. Then you continue to pray another prayer.
The eyes of your understanding.
Now the eyes of your understanding was
being enlightened.
So it was not enough for them to receive information. But there is a need for comprehension. Now, this comprehension you are talking about is not the one we get from classroom. The struggle of the African people, because you think that intellectualism works in the kingdom of God. Please no, it has its limits. There is something beyond the sense realm. There is an understanding beyond the sense realm. So in the book of Job, in the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 8, the Bible says, well, there is a spirit in man, but the inspiration of God gives that spirit understanding. Anytime we come to God and we don't receive inspiration on the information of God, there is nothing like understanding. Now the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That when enlightenment means that there will be light, in other sense, any sort of darkness that surrounds the life of that individual, when there is an enlightenment, when inspiration of God comes upon that person, at that very instant, that darkness disappears. See, the thing is not about the prayer you are praying. The question is, do you understand the prayer you are praying? The same people who go to church and show see one will get break, another will get break. What is the problem? Comprehension. The same people will be in the same church doing the same thing. But you see one progressing in life, another will be progressing. Well, what is the problem? Because one person didn't encounter inspiration. There are mysteries about your life. They are already around you because of the presence of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But your life has become a struggle because there is no inspiration. Can you lift up your voice this morning and pray? Now, Father Lord, let there be a breath. There are many things I've preached on this topic. There are many things I've shared with you. To some of you, it is just an information. But to others, it is an inspiration that has transformed their life. Come down on my side. For there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of God causes understanding. Enlighten our spirit this morning. Let us not live like Christians who only have information but have no understanding. Oh, Martin Lakapa. Then the Bible said, and as he break the bread, your eyes were open. Open our eyes, Lord. Let there be an inspiration. Let there be an inspiration. Stand up an inspiration in us this morning. You come back, O Shia. Oh, God. Authority. And when God wants to bless you, he opens windows. He told
Africa, in the end of the time, say, put your desk and I will open them. What we talk of? God said, I've not seen my blessing yet. But if you provoke me, I've seen, see, this year I said, your prosperity, and I want to talk about aspect of you. God wants to bless the believer. But the challenge is that the inspiration to comprehend that open window is not there. How many of us have walked past our blessing and we didn't know this was our blessing? How many of us have come like Jacob who lay at a place and didn't know God was there? How many of us have started something and quit it because we didn't know it was God who led us to it? Never live your life as a Christian without an inspiration from God. For there is a spirit in man. There is something beyond sense knowledge. If you think that I'm a successful businessman, whatever they tell you is in theory, in practice, they don't do most of them. I have never seen in scriptures that any living being has been blessed beyond human measure and have no spirit back in it. The Bible says, well, it's the blessing of God that maketh a man prosperous. There's nothing like the internet, but that way has its limits. In the book of Psalm 127, he said, it is in vain to wake up and draw for the whole day and eat them. He said, oh, even his beloved rest. There is a dimension of blessing. Oh. So God said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, he said, those shall bring their gold, their camels, their everything to you. I pray for you. May your life never be a struggle. You are going to walk under an inspiration from God that windows will open upon life. This year, may the life we will live be a reason why somebody will believe that God exists.
Amen.
Oh. Enough of all these things that people look at that and they think that. So whatever I'm teaching this year is because I know that God is going to bless you. It is not an issue to God. There's a prosperity coming that it is under 20 should be available. If you think I might check football, it is a sign. Now, as long as 18 years in Zimbabwe was a billionaire, like many young people now who are into football and they're making money, you think it's not a sign. It is a sign that God has started shifting his focus on the young people. Oh. If God is already doing it in the football, you think that other industries are not going to break through. I pray for you. Don't believe in yourself that you need to be 40 years before you can have a certain amount of money. If your colleagues, even those who are younger than you, are now counting millions of cities and dollars, the window is coming. The problem is that we have no inspiration. The problem is that we have not encountered the inspiration of God. So our life is becoming a struggle, but I tell you this year, eyes have not seen. Neither has it come into the heart of man what God has prepared for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you don't need to complete university before you start making a million. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you don't need to secure a job in a six-figure paying company before you build your first house. That inspiration of God is coming on many young people. That whatsoever you lay your hand upon, you wake up one night and it will be turned around. And if some of you have started content creation, you wake up one day and your YouTube account has grown. The inspiration of God. God will lay just one idea on your mind that do this. Now you know how technology can speed up things in the people's life. I don't know why God has really laid this on heart. But this year, I want you to open up your mind to know that God is up to shelter. And it is not for the old men alone. When the Spirit was poured, it was poured on all men. I said, football has been a sign that wealth is shifting to the younger generation. You better open your eyes. You better position yourself. You better get ready. Because those who are willing, the Bible says, for they don't know their God. These are our strong. And they will do exploits. I release exploit on you in the name of Jesus. I release exploit on you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May whatever you do this year, bring many multi blessings of God. Can you lift up your voice and pray in the next 2 minutes? Father God, let me lead you with an inspiration.
So today we're going to look at the balance
in these two concepts. Hallelujah. And you are going to consider six concepts that we are going to use to measure them or bring the comparison to the two of them to be able to establish certain doctrine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So now let's start. Number one, we want to look at the origin. So by origin, what is the difference between the spirit of faith and the gift of faith by origin? When I talk by origin, I'm talking about as how it comes. How do we receive these two faiths? How do they come in manifestation? Number one, the gift of faith. The gift of faith comes upon the individual through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is part of the gifts that the Holy Spirit comes along when he comes upon the believer. So if you have not received the Holy Ghost baptism, there is a possibility that the gift of faith is not at work in you. That endowment of God that comes on you. When Jesus, after reaching out to the apostles and raising them, told them that you have to still wait for an endowment of the Holy Spirit. When an endowment comes upon the believer, it comes with certain gifts and certain endowments of God. One of those endowments is what we call the gift of what? Faith. So if we want to receive the gift of faith, we need to make sure that we have received the upon baptism. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, there is an encounter we get, which in that encounter is the gift of faith. What about the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith comes when our spirit is regenerated. The recreated spirit. So when we become born again, that seed of salvation that is sown in us, remember how we receive salvation? It comes what made salvation from the same faith. That is where the spirit of faith begins to turn from. Now, the spirit of faith starts as a saving faith, goes through process, and becomes what we call the spirit of faith. Now, let me explain this more. Okay, we'll come to that part. So, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, he said that faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing the what? The word of God. So, when we hear the word of God, the salvation message, but this very chapter was talking about salvation. How people get born again. So when we hear the word of God, that word of God that is sent to us comes with the recreating spirit, the recreated spirit. And in our recreated spirit is the spirit of faith in a sea form called the saving faith. So the moment you are born again, there is a seed of faith sown in you. And I explained to you that this seed is what guarantees you access to the kingdom of God. So this is said to John, Nicodemus in the book of John chapter 3. That's what he said. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. In fact, Nicodemus came to Jesus because he had a desire for the grace upon his life. And he wanted to also operate in that grace. But Jesus said the first step into that grace is that you have to see before you can engage. So our ability to have access to the kingdom of God is as a result of salvation. And in that salvation package is what we call the seed of faith, which grows to become what? Faith that prevails. So access to the spirit of faith is as a result of our recreated spirit. So the moment you are born again, that spirit of faith is in you, in its seed form. Do you know how very pointed that seed is? It was that seed that Jesus said in the book of Mark, that if you have faith like a mustard seed, then you have the capability to say, say until the mountain movement, the potency of that seed in you, when it is able to get in the right nutrients, can call mountains, literal mountains from one place to another. So Jesus was able to get that seed enters into you. The potency of that seed. So by origin, the recreated or the regenerated spirit of the believer, that's what we call the spirit of faith, in a form called the saving faith. When God to process it becomes as faith revealed. Are you following? Now, if you are not here, maybe you need to listen to last week and last 2 weeks message to understand what I'm saying. because I really spoke extensively about it. So that is the first thing. The origin, they are, how we are assessing, number one, you doubt that. Number two, my nature. What is the nature of this two? Faith expresses. I hope you are being blessed. My nature, the gift of faith is a gift. Simple. Or you can also call it a spiritual endowment or enablement from God to perform a specific task at a specific time. By nature. So the gift of faith is that endowment that comes upon a believer. It's a gift. And when we say the gift from God, we're talking about divine endowment. It's also called anointing. So the expression of the gift of the Spirit upon the believer is an expression of anointing. So there's an anointing that can come upon a believer called the gift of faith. And it's for a moment. So if God wants to do something, he can release it or stir it up at that moment. This was what Paul Peter was talking about in Acts chapter 3 verse 16. We already read Acts chapter 3 verse 16. The whole story about Acts chapter 3 was that Peter was going to pray in one very hot afternoon. When there was a man at a beautiful gate who sat there and begging alms. And when he saw Peter, he asked of him, what Peter used to make that young man to walk is what we call the gift of faith. Creating spectacular, notable miracles happens under the atmosphere of the gift of faith. At that instant, at that very instant, are you following? So at that very instant, something came upon Peter. He said, that gold and silver do I have not, but what I have, I give you. In the level, that boldness, that atmosphere, that swallowed Peter to engage the Spirit of God for miracles. That atmosphere was called the gift of faith. So when Peter was explaining to the people how this miracle came about, said it is by faith. That by faith he mentioned over there is the gift of faith. So by nature, it is that divine endowment that comes upon you. Sometimes you can be there and see that some holy anger will come upon you. As a result of some situation, you will speak your word. And you see that at that moment, what happened to you is the gift of faith. Faith does not create, but faith gives the environment for creation. In other words, faith is the factory where all possibilities are placed. So as long as you enter that factory, you can do everything. So Jesus said, if you have it, you can save. If it is not there, you cannot save. So Peter was able to tell the man, rise up and walk, because there was an atmosphere that engulfed you. By nature. What about the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith is the very character of God. Captured in the regenerated being, in the regenerated spirit of a man. Now, if you look at the word, the spirit of faith is used small word, not capital word, small letter S. So the spirit of faith, they are referring to the very regenerated spirit of a man whose component has what we call faith. Are you following? The very character of God, which is what is the character of God? That he declares the name from the beginning. It is the nature of God that there is nothing like impossible to you. I want somebody to understand what I'm saying. So this person does not need to wait for an atmosphere to come. You can go into a point that at any instant when there's a demand, it manifests. I don't understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, let me give it in a more practical way. Have you seen two engineers who are giving a work to the one who uses a manual, or who uses a manual? The one using the manual is using the gift of God. God fit. When he gets that manual, he can do everything possible. But there is one who has really walked and been traced to it that there's nothing for manual. When he sees it, at any instant, if you wake him up, he can That is the nature of the spirit of faith. It is the very character of God that he beside the earth of heaven, he can create things with words. So there is a way that a believer can grow an aspect of him, the spirit that is regenerated in him, with the obedience and cooperation of the Holy Spirit, can go to the point that he doesn't need to depend on the gifts of faith to do something. When anointing has not come on until he can, that is the point where the name of the person is glorified. I gave an example here of A.A. Allen. When they were trying to cast out a demon from a woman for 3 days, they couldn't. A.A. Allen walked there and said, whispered to the ears of the woman, A.A. Allen is here, and the demon left. The mechanic has fallen, he said, so I told him that I'm here. At that point, the man has grown, has gone through process, and is operating in the realm of the spirit, or the spirit has grown, the fruit of the spirit, faith. Find out people who has come into the person that at every instance he has. That is why Archbishop Mercy that was about you, that when he's staying over here, in fact, the entire man, you don't know which will operate. He's just saying he has not said anything to him because he's here. But the gift of faith is like the manual we need to be able to do something. By this. So we need both of them. We are growing in the aspect of the spirit of faith. But when the necessity comes, we can press for that's the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So that we can see that mortality will swallow immortality. And in that instant, our nakedness recovered. And therefore, we can do what immortality can do. You know, some people grow with God to the point that the thing. Okay, no. Let me. So, how we get the second point? Can we move on? So, the very character of God. It is the character of God called faith. The very character of God that is captured in the believer, the regenerated spirit of the believer. It's faith. Faith. And the person can grow in it that you need the very character of God. When you say A, it is A. When you say B is B, when you say you are going to become good. God cannot lie. How God call you going to become good? There's a point that the believer can get to say you are this and that is it. Have you heard of stories of men of God who walk to places and then they said you? Oh God, help this generation. We will get there. Number three, by usage. So first of all, I'm by already by what? Nature. Let's see how they are used.
Ah, Jesus.
This is what we call divine information. The difference is some people get inspiration, others will not get inspiration. I pray you all get inspiration. Amen.
Amen.
The gift of faith is mostly used in the manifestation of spectacular and extraordinary move of God, especially in miracles. Spectacular and extraordinary move of God is how the gift of faith is used, especially miracles. If you put me here with a dead person one-on-one, I'll run away. Yes. But when the gift of faith release on me, I will not, at that instant, I'm not myself. It is like comfort, consciousness. That's how the gift of faith can work. You see extraordinary, so when you see miracles, signs and wonders, that is why you don't need to be a mature Christian to do miracles, because God has created. I don't even understand what I'm trying to say. That's why we say that miracles, signs and wonders is not for mature Christians. Everybody can do it. It's because of the provision of the gift of faith. When the gift of faith comes upon any believer, I can do anything at that instant, whether I have the capacity or not. So you can't blame God for you not being able to attain certain things in your life, because there is a provision for you to engage. Simple, desire it. Paul said, desire spiritual gifts. So when you desire the gift of faith, there is nothing. That's why we can't blame God. Because you don't need to reach the maturity of faith. What we call the prevailing faith. No. You, when it comes to miracles, signs and wonders, creative miracles, extraordinary things, spectacular things, there is a provision in the kingdom of God called the gift of faith that can cause it to happen. So when a believer is faced with talent, all he needs is to desire the gift of faith, and in that spur of the moment,
when it is released, all things are possible. I pray for you that in your times of need, in your times of difficult moment, there will be that spectacular grace of God called the gift of faith. Activate that so strongly in your life. Set that the spell of element. When you come face to face with accident, may the gift of faith be released that you will speak away. Oh, Jesus. When you come face to face with sickness that can lead to death, let that gift of faith be released that you speak away. Oh, Martina Makasaya. When you sit behind the exam paper and instantly there's a blackout, Makovela Makutahaya, you speak away. You will desire and speak away. Say that I am beyond failure. The believer is not at the mercy of the systems of this world. Because God in his wisdom has made provision for heaven. When your life is under threat and there's no escape, may God release the gift of faith at that spell for a moment. And you will speak away. That every mountain will be made low. And every valley will be exalted. And a crooked path will be straight. It is given to us that we may do spectacular things. The gift was released for spectacular things. In fact, our life will be full of extraordinary things. Our life will be full of spectacular things. It be a place and demand on the gift of faith that a man born from birth crippled walk. I don't know what has been crippling your life. I don't know what kind of crippleness that has taken you from birth. It could be sickness, it could be poverty, it could be any form of sin. My enemy is atmosphere alcohol. Can you speak your word? Can you speak your word? Can you speak your word? Manda Masika. It is giving for spectacular things. Mononomo Kove Saka. Rabatuni Mikasaya. In the name of Jesus. See, these are things that we don't know. And see, when things happen later, the gift in the spirit of tears God to speak anything. You can cry in God's words, God can do nothing for you. Now let's come to the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith by usage is what our life is built upon. In Galatians chapter 2, if I'm right, 20, said, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Not that I live but Christ. And the life that I live through faith. That life we live through faith is the spirit of faith. By usage, that is the life we live. So in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, for the Lord, that shall live by their faith. Your ability to live and survive in this earth, on this earth or on this world, is by the spirit of faith. The gift of faith will not be for you. When we say take up the shield of faith, we are not talking about the gift of faith. To quench the arrows and the dart of the enemy, it's not, we are not talking about the gift of faith. We are talking about the spirit of faith that God has given you to grow in a form of salvation. It is that will give you survival. The world is full of believers because they are born before Lord. When it comes to we and the world, it is faith. In this world, there are two things that can motivate you to live: fear or faith. Choose one. Many of you are doing this out of fear. Others are also doing out of faith. That faith is not gifts. That faith is the spirit of faith by mission. So the ability to stand firm on your ground against the system of the world is only guaranteed by the spirit of faith. Give it to you as saving faith. So if you refuse to grow it, the world will swallow you. You know why many believers get to some point and it looks like they lose their power? Because that faith element never developed in them. The Bible says, by the fruit of the spirit that they didn't grow down, it never went through process, it never did. If you think you can survive as a Christian without nurturing your faith, I wait to see.
You have already prophesied your end.
Your end is already prophesied. You fall. You fall. Because the Bible says they're just. You don't understand the word just. Those who have been justified. You are justified. They will only live by faith. So the use of the spirit of faith is that it gives us that as what sustains us, the life we live. You don't want a life. I always say this. Nobody has a life. Or if you get one, let me re-explain things to you. Let me help you today. Tell me. The day you lifted up your hand and accepted Jesus, this is the contract you signed. You gave up your life and took his life. As you see, you don't have a life. So there's not like your private life. It is the life of Jesus. You account for it. Let me tell you. So your relationship is not involved. Your academics is involved. You go and meet him there. So the life that I live, it's not my life anymore. Oh, maybe they think I'm Galatians chapter 2:20. Read it for me. Open it for me. Galatians 2:20. Maybe the pastor, let us all open it. But let's read it together. So not say that pastor is saying something that is not scriptural.
Galatians chapter 2:20.
Yes, let's go there. Yes. Galatians 2:20. What is that?
I am crucified with Christ.
Listen now, he says, I am what? Crucified with Christ. So he's not talking about him, his life. Paul, he. Now this is Paul's life, eh? That I'm crucified with Christ, eh?
Nevertheless, I
live. Listen to it, eh?
Yet not I.
Yet not I. So it wasn't I live. Okay, I'll be crucified. Means that when you are crucified, you should die. Right? But he's alive. Why is he living? It's not him, Paul is living. Now who is living? But Christ was living in me, and the life which I now live in the what? Check your Bible very well. Maybe you think that is the life in the spirit. It means check, read it. The life that I live in the what?
I live by faith
of the Son of God who loved me and yet. So who told you that you have the life? There is nothing I bless anyone. It's the life of Christ. You are not being careful with things you do. And this life we live by faith. So the church shall live by faith. So that life of Christ, for you to be able to live it, you need faith. And that's the spirit of faith. If you don't have it, you go back for your own life. Who may you if you are saved by yourself? Say, Jesus, I came to crucify you, but now I take and leave it back. So take it from the cross from you. We always unveil ourselves from the cross. So today, Jesus, may be there. Hey, we need to say, can I have that one? And so that I'll leave that one. So. No, know your limits. As for my financial life, my academic life, my spiritual life, I'm perfect. This one, stay away. So you see that very life that he's trying to protect is the one. Because it will swallow you. The church shall live by faith. So with the spirit of faith is what happens to you, that Christ life in us. That Christ life, that Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the spirit of faith that brings that hope of glory. So if you refuse to let that faith component in the regenerated spirit of yours to go through process by the compression of the Holy Spirit in you to grow, you can never live that life of Christ. That is why many believers cannot shine. But also let the light in you shine so bright that those outside will see the good works in you. The reason why that you can't see and see on Sunday, that's why you're not Christians. The reason why what they do, we do the same thing, because they're not living the life of Christ that we receive. We are going to unveil ourselves from the cross and we are living it, deceiving ourselves. So in short, Christ is our Savior, but Lord, the leader. Why? Because we have refused to grow the spirit of faith. I pray for you that you will be cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Oh, you will be cooperating with the Holy Spirit. You will yield. Job said we have to yield. That we will yield to the Holy Spirit. That is what we call consecration. God will never force you to love him. Jesus will never force you to do what is expected of you. It is you who make that commitment. So he said, therefore be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Today, renew your mind, and the renewal is that the life you have is not your life. The life has an owner. And therefore, we need the spirit of faith. Because it is only by faith that the just shall live. By faith. The just. Really? By faith. Let us live by faith. We are living against the system of this one because we are living by a wrong faith. That faith has gone through process. Peter said, when he didn't try, produces righteousness. The reason why we are not seeing righteousness in the temple of God, that faith has been shelved and covered by our own life that we're supposed to be on the cross. Today, nail it back in the name of Jesus. I don't know which life that you have categorized. You don't have a life. Take this from me. If any other person told me, I'm telling you from scripture, you don't have a life. The life you have is the life of Christ. It's the life of Christ. Are you being blessed? So I'll give you point 3, right? Let's move on. Point 4. Growth. How are these two defined by growth? I've seen many believers who have been very angry at God and have spoken so ill about Christianity and that this doesn't work and it's coming. How do you expect something that you're not living by a principle to work for you? It doesn't work that way. We want to enjoy the benefits of the kingdom, but we're not ready to go through the processes that gives us that benefit. If you are ready to live the life of Christ, you will enjoy the fruits of living that life. Hallelujah. Amen. Growth. We grow in the use of the gift of faith. We grow in the use of it. Listen to the key word. In the use of it. So there is a way that you can learn the mastery of engaging the gift of faith to do something. I remember there was a time that Pastor Benihin was being interviewed and he was asked, how does he able to conduct healing? Oh, he said that you healed. He has never been able to today explain that healing. But he has a way of engaging that system so that there can be manifestations of healing. That thing that he has done is what we call mastery of the gifts. The gifts do not grow, but you grow in the use of it. In other words, if I have this phone, I grow in the use of it. That means that I gain experience in using it. So there are people who are experienced prophets who do not even need the presence of God and they can prophesy to you. And that's what happened in our church. They are so experienced in the use of the word of knowledge. They have mastery in the word of knowledge that when they see, they can give you details of yourself. They don't need the Holy Spirit. They are the ones who feel free to fornicate, live any kind of life. They think that character has no bearing on charisma. The reason is that the gift of God is designed so that you can master it. You can master it. And when you have mastery of it, forget it. You know what you can choose to depend on God or it will work. So there's a lot of people who have mastery of the gift of faith that at the spur of the moment, when they see something, they can speak and it's done. Because they know how to trigger, they know what to do in a short time. For instance, if I want to engage the word of knowledge at work in me, all I need is worship. 5 minutes. Everybody here, or prophesy to all of you, but it will not be from God. You don't understand? I hope you understand. Because I have mastery of using it, I can use it without God's permission. It means that God has not released that atmosphere, so that prophecy I will give you will never come to pass. That's how people are missing. He spoke a word that has no gospel. He said, what God has not instructed him, he hasn't back you. That is why any new prophet knows that he has to speak when God has asked him to speak. Because if he speaks without him on his own, you make sure that prophecy will come to pass. The thing is not that what he said is wrong. And this is how many people end up gravitating towards sorcery and divination. Remember the story of Acts chapter 16 and 16. The young man looked for Paul. And so I said, these are the men who are leading us to the way of salvation. Do you know the spirit of that was at work over there? Sorcery. But what was he saying? Was it not true? So there's a way we can master the gifts of the spirit. that we will not need a presence to do it. So there are many men of God who are doing many things and you see him like this happening, but they are not in the path of God. You can do the same with the gift of it. So we grow in the use of it. So there's a way you can be able to activate it to work. But when it comes to the spirit of faith, it's subjected to grow. You can't faith character. The spirit of faith is a character. It is just as you don't need anointing to love. You need anointing to love. Is there any anointing for patience? Actually, is there any anointing for patience? So is it for there is no anointing for the spirit of it. That you can't fake it. So you see that there are very many anointed people who are struggling, who are wallowing in the world. The problem is character cannot be fake. It's either it is being developed in you or you don't have it. So some people can do the gift of it to do extraordinary things, but if you look at their character, there's no faith in it. The life they are living, there is no, it's not really on faith. There are people who can't punish. The things they will do, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say. We are trying to separate an anointing from character here. One element of faith is as a result of anointing, one is as a result of character. That spirit of God in you has the character component called love. The love has been expressed. But the fruit of the spirit is love. Breakdown. Love. Breakdown. That patience. Temperance. In it is also faith. That faith is of God. Faith that we use. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, there is a faith component that grows. Yes.
We are bound to thank God always for you.
We are bound to thank God always for you.
As it is meet.
As it is what meet,
Because that your faith groweth exceedingly.
That your faith groweth what? Exceedingly. That faith over there is talking about the spirit of faith that is showing you as self. Same faith. So don't be so much enthusiastic about get. Get has its place. Character has its place. And in the faith equation, there is an anointing that can come as faith, and there's a character of faith. You need both of them. Because anointing does not produce character. Anointing does not produce character. Have you ever prayed for an anointing to be temperate, a cloud, patient to people? Please, if you have seen that anointing, I need some. I need some. So, the growth process is different. We grow in the use of the gifts. That must be about it. But the spirit must grow in you and bear the fruits. So, as the spirit, the reiterated spirit of the desire is growing, that component of faith is also growing. And you see it as what? Fruit. And that is when the just is living by faith. Conviction is the work of the spirit of faith. That is why many believers are taking convenience over conviction. At every instant that you are compromising, you compromise because your faith, the spirit that makes it not grow. When a believer compromise. You compromise because the spirit of the character is not grown. Because it is our character that continues. There are certain training that your parents have given you that no matter what people say, you will not do certain things. Two of us. If you are able to be convinced to drink alcohol, it means that your spirit of faith, your character system is not developed. If that is where the problem is. If you are being convicted by as a believer to believe that you do sleep over in this kingdom, there's a problem with your character. The spirit of faith is not there. If a young man threatens you that I won't marry because you don't sleep with me, as a person with a character developed, spirit of faith will look at you and go, you're not the one God meant for me. Because God will prepare for me a place. He said, in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. We are not there, we are wrong and go. But a Christian who only knows the act of the gift of faith, but I don't know the place of the spirit of faith, will compromise. After all, if I pray, the anointing will come. Wait, one day that anointing will betray you. So the reason why we can easily compromise is because that aspect of the regenerated spirit is not developed. The fruit of the spirit is not developed in us. And the fruit comes as a result of what? Time. What we grow. I pray that you grow. Yeah. It is not easy to compare to the Holy Spirit to grow. No, I've come to the point where you're screaming and shouting. Let's deal with this one first. Because today I'm here to release something to you. Oh, Jesus. Let's move on. Time is not on our side. Point number five. I said I'll give you six, right? Six. Let's take the fifth one, which is very key. Vulnerability of the believer. Vulnerability of the believer. The gift of faith, because it's a gift, it is able to be counterfeited. Hence, a believer who lives his life on the gift of faith can vulnerable. Do you know that the counterfeit spirit of the spirit of prophecy is sorcery? And you know the counterfeit spirit of the spirit of counsel is witchcraft. Counsel, the spirit of counsel can come upon a person and convince the person to do something. Witchcraft can also be used to manipulate you. The meaning of the spirit of witchcraft is what? Manipulation. Are you following? So the gift of faith too can be counterfeited. I'm going to show you the counterfeit of the spirit, the gift of faith. The counterfeit of the gift of faith is called faith in one's faith. Faith in one's faith. Or the soul power. Now listen to me very well. Because this thing has been borrowed into the church and it is destroying people. Now follow me here. Have you ever read in scriptures the Bible said the gifts of God are without repentance? Do you know that when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them some power, authority, both in natural and spiritual? Do you know that? Do you know why you are able to sail on the ship? Because God gave us the natural power to us to rule over the sea. Do you know why we are able to fly in the air? Because God gave man the natural power to have dominion over the air. Read Genesis. So that power was not taken from man, because God, when he gives, he doesn't take back. So then all the development and everything we are seeing that man is doing is as a result of that natural power God gave man to rule over this earth. That power was not only natural, there was also an spirit and a soul power in it. It was the spirit, the power of the spirit that man didn't get, because he needed the fruit of the spirit. But the soul who had the power, very powerful. Now today I'm going to expose the secret of magic, enchantment, yoga, all those things. They are being derived from the soul power. When man fell, everything of man got corrupted, including the soul power. So what God did is that God sealed the soul power in the soul, and the flesh became a boundary to absorb it. But human beings through religion have been able to know how to break the flesh to absorb that power. Have you heard that there are certain occult groups who fast a lot? Do you know what they are doing? They are outsourcing the soul power. And when that power atmosphere is created, it can do anything. Magic is a product from the soul power under the supervision of a demonic spirit. They write books, and this is what the people, when you want to know somebody is operating soul power, they know what they do. the concentration is on the eye. The glory comes to the person. That is why in our new world order, the message that we are preaching is look into yourself. There is something. Have you heard that? Look into yourself. There is something in you. Do you know what they are trying to do to outsource? The soul power. And the soul power can produce exactly what the gift of the Spirit can do. God never wants us to look into ourselves, because everything of you is corrupted. God does not like it. Whether good or bad. The fruit that Adam ate was the tree of the good knowledge of what good and not. And both the good and bad, God hates it. No matter how good the soul power is, God doesn't like it. So today we are teaching the believer soul power. And you know where it leads you to covetousness. That is why today we see people's carry by faith. We want to claim that car. We are claiming people's husbands and wives by faith. You know why? Because we are being trained to look into ourselves. Faith is what God has shown you, not what you are creating in your mind. The soul power is what the mind has imagined. In the book of Genesis chapter 11, God said that these people, when they were building the city of Babel, God said that nothing can stop them from what they imagined. The direction of the soul power is to teach man how to use your imagination to do what you need the Spirit of God to do. So the gift of faith can be counterfeited. Be very careful. Not every good thing is coming from God. Because certain things can be produced from the soul realm. There's power in the soul that God does not want us to use it, because it's corrupt. So the soul power can't be what? Engaged to create an atmosphere for possibilities. But the end result is covetousness. So the Bible says, for the love of what? Money. So you see that people, see, let me tell you one very true thing about the faith. Whether it is gift of faith or spirit of faith, at the end of the day, you lose interest in the things of the world. When your faith is only for material things, I can suspect where you are getting it from. It's the soul power, imagination, creating things from the soul realm. I heard somebody I spoke to, they said that what is faith, said, when you imagine it, then you pray and it comes to pass. Have you heard that? Have you heard that? Oh, have you heard it? That is the soul power it gives. The end is that it will lead to covetousness. That's why you see nothing spiritual about their life. All they talk about is material blessings. Go and read the hall of fame of faith. People die without even receiving their promises. Go and read Hebrews chapter 11. And find out how many people have material gains. Even Moses left the palace because of faith. Do you know how the Egyptian kingdom was in the days of Moses? It was like America. And he was the prince of America. Yet he left to come to Ghana. You think that is the difference. That's the best example I can give. How many of you would refuse to be the prince or the son of Joe Biden to become my son by faith? You will pray against that revelation. Would you pray against that revelation? Even me, I will pray against that. It will backfire. But the Bible said, by faith, Moses forsook the treasures of Egypt and embraced the reproach of Christ. You are here, all you know is material gain by faith. That is imagination. You create it in your mind. You imagine Jaguar, you imagine a Red Rover Sport, you imagine. You can imagine and imagine people's husband. And by faith, let their marriage be destroyed so that I can marry you. There are a lot of things people are doing. You don't know some people are praying against your marriage. They want to replace you. That prayer will not work in this house in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the gift of faith can be
repeated. Faith in one's faith. Faith in one. Sense it. But the spirit of faith, you can't cover it fruits. A mango can never turn an orange. Okay, so. So the security of the believer is in the spirit of faith, not in the gift of faith. The only way you can veer from the things of God is when you live your life on the gift of faith. No. You must be secured in the spirit of faith. That's absolutely growing in. That's why you learn about the objective faith. You learn about the subjective faith. You grow in the knowledge of the things of the kingdom as a result of what? The spirit of faith. So the vulnerability of the believer is only premised when the person has no knowledge about how the spirit of faith grows to become the spirit of faith. They are always interested in the extraordinary. Have you noticed that this is what our generation like? Like some people here, when they came here today, they expect that, oh, man of God, standing there, first of all, I should be giant and tall. If you look at my stature, even this one is better. You have seen some 4 years ago. Marriage is good. By the grace of God, March, I'll be 3 years. March 7. I'm growing much more. The man of God will call and then I would call my brother and then I would turn his head and to go behind him. Then he said, yes, the power of God is at work. We are can shorten his leg. Alright, now just speak and then money will appear on your mobile money. That is what most of you want. Spectacular things. The Bible said, for the children of God, they were interested in the acts. The children of Israel were interested in the act of God, but Moses was interested in the way. Spectacular things can be counterfeited. So if you know a man of God as a powerful man of God because of miracles, signs, and wonders, I pity you. Paul said unto Timothy, you know me by my faith, by my purpose, by the things I love, not by my anointing. If you sit in this setting, you know me by my anointing, you're in trouble. You should know me by the things I love, by my faith, by my purpose. The things I stand for, that makes you a man of God. Because gates can be countered, the miracle, the devil can do the same. When Moses went before Pharaoh, all of them turned their little rod to snake. I was wondering how Moses saw the difference between his own and Pharaoh's own. Don't live your life, don't be deceived by the moves of the gift of faith. In quote, not the gift of faith is going to be appreciated. But when we talk of serious things in the kingdom, you must be very mindful of your spirit. That is what the term is. So you are vulnerable because you always look forward for spectacular things. Yes, something spectacular must happen. You will be caught up. I pray for you. Let this information receive inspiration in your mind. And when you leave here, your eyes should be wide open. The last thing that will ever happen to you that will be deceived. The last thing that can ever happen to me is to be deceived by a fake spirit. Even in the seconds I know you are weak. Our tools of measurement and your miracles do not move you. Do you know how we are used to know who are a gentleman of God? I look at the people you reach. When I meet your products, it tells me who you are. Because out of your belly, whatever water you sell them will bring out. So if you meet me and you see that video, you know why I'm like this. So stop using these spectacular things to judge and be sending your heads and all kinds of hands have been laid. I'll pray for some people today. We need to dilute some wrong hands that have been laid on you. Your life is becoming less valuable because certain hands have been laid. You don't know what they have done. See, let me tell you the truth. Now, it is very dangerous in Ghana here. I can't say on pulpit. Don't think that those who cannot speak English are the dangerous ones. The ones who can speak the grammar, they are even more wicked. There are many occults in Twitter. Speaking good English, preaching good message. And they will show spectacular things. Know them by their purpose, what they stand for. If any man of God has character issue, run away. Any man of God has character issue,
Man of God, I want beef. Man of God, who has no problem to divorce young women? Like my niece, I see how young I am. Like you see a lot of young ladies here. Come as some now. When you hear the woman who I mean, now pass the ladies to this one. You hear me say asem. But ask any of them. Even that, you see, the atmosphere is such a way that that thought cannot even happen. Man of God, who will character issues? You can't push yourself. You can't seal your mouth. You have issues with money. You have issues with temper. No. There's a lot. Preaching is my charisma. Don't judge the man of God because he's very good with all that. That is my spirit. So, vulnerability, the believer can be very vulnerable when you lease life on the gate of faith. But there is no way a believer can be vulnerable when it is the work of the spirit of faith. Because fruit cannot be counterfeited. Mango cannot turn orange. Know them by your fruit. It's so you are able to know one fruit from another when your fruit is bearing. There are certain people you can never associate it to. It's not that I hate them. When they see you, you're own, they can't come with you. We don't think the same. We don't talk the same. Last one. Believer's maturity. How do we change? This is the point I'm going to stand on. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. As you learn to balance the place of faith of faith and the spirit of faith. See, it is in place that we see the manifestations of God. Because there are times when we need the extraordinary, but there are times that we have to leave our convictions. There are some of you who believe God, but some people know God. The difference between the gift of faith and the spirit of faith is that one is for believing, one is for knowing. When the gift of God is released, the believing is activated. But some of us in the spirit know that God will do it. It's that they know their father and pray their spirit. When you see people question God, why? It means that there is a problem with their spirit of faith. It does not do. I don't know how to ask God why. You want my father to directly ask him why? Because I know. To live or to die, we live for the Lord. Not where my father was going to. And after living for 78 years, what is my worry? I'll miss it fine, but. That's what I was about. Why do you think my father will be mine? Am I his boss? The owner has called him to come and rest. Who am I to stop? There are many things that have happened to me. When my wife and I lost our first seat, I never asked God why. But it happened on Friday, Sunday, I came to church to preach. It was just this December that I checked my message that said something of that sort happened in my house. And one can say, where did I have to stop? There's a place where we are convinced beyond that, that no matter what, if we don't become what people think we have to become, God never failed. We know God for that. The reason why we will not bow to certain things because we know God beyond that, that He will do it. Last one, maturity. Just as you, we all know that you don't need to be a mature person to be talented. Two of us. Do talents have anything to do with maturity? So is the gifts. So the gift of the Spirit has nothing to do with maturity in the things of God. Whether you are born again today or born again 10 years ago, the gift of faith can work on everybody. Because it is just an endowment. Endowment is also something that's a natural endowment from God. Spiritual endowment is also the same thing. Their gifts. But look that we mature in the talents we have through two of us. Is that not it? So that is how the gift of the Spirit is. So a mature Christian who the whole can operate the gift of. So it's always been the spectacular doesn't make the person mature. Stop following men of God because they can do spectacular things. That does not take them as mature people. If you agree with me that we can be talented even when we are 5 years and 6 years old. That's why we have talented kids. you should also bear in mind that in the spirit realm or in this kingdom, these things are also in the same way. So we have talented of gifted. So don't think you have reached there because you have seen one or two things. Don't think you are all in all because you can do one or two things. Maturity is not just by spectacular or extraordinary.
But the spirit of faith is where the maturity is.
The Bible says, "What the fruit, the maturity, God in His wisdom designed this earth when on time when that the maturity of things are tested by their fruit." Tell me how you know that something is mature if it doesn't bear fruit. When we see that a young lady can get pregnant, we say she's mature. When you were old, we're having no breasts and anything, has any man chased you before? Like, if any man chased you when you were flat, more cheap, now you have become Coca-Cola, they're not chasing you. You don't even care whether they are 20 years older than that. I mean, what is it? They have seen that you are mature now, like, if you are there, you can be able to. But when she was young, 8 years, she could cook what she was. She could be a talented cook. Is that not it? You could be a good counselor when you're young, you could listen. But did anybody see mature? So sometimes there are signs of maturity. Maturity of a believer is when the saving faith has gone through process and we can see signs of it. So we judge a mature believer by the spirit of faith. That is why our reading came from the book of John, chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5. So that they that overcame the world can overcome the world. We can overcome the world by what? Read it for me. By faith.
I want to conclude over there.
The sign that your faith is growing is the evidence that in day out you overcome the world. When we talk about the world, we are talking about cosmos. The system of the world that has been put in place to arrest and swallow men. How strong have you overcome the lust of the flesh? How long have you overcome the lust of the eyes? How strong are you against the pride of life? It is in this that we judge that you have overcome the world.
Oh.
If indeed we have eternal life, which is ministered to us as a result of faith, the evidence of faith growing is because we overcame the world, and it is the faith that overcomes the world. If you want to overcome the world, if you want to overcome the world, can I give the proof of overcoming the world? Give me Philippians chapter 2. Give me the verse 10. Look at what happens to a believer who overcomes the world. Philippians 2.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. That at the name of Jesus.
That at the name of Jesus.
Every knee should bow.
Every knee should bow.
Of those in heaven.
Of those in heaven.
And of those on earth.
Of those on earth.
And of those under the earth.
Holy Spirit. When there's a place where the systems of the Lord, see, nobody is thinking. It says that there is no grace on your life to attract certain things. Do not tell those people like Bishop Dan or Bishop Wayne or Apostle Halloween. Do not be jealous of them because their faith has overcome the world. And now the things of the world are bowing to them. The things you are seeing many fathers of the faith living now didn't come from the day they were born again. They have grown their faith that their faith has overcome the world. That things are bowing to them. It's not a chance that somebody will wake up and come and show a cat. See, it's not natural. This does not be the sense where their faith has overcome the world. So 1 John chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 4. Read it for me. King James.
Jesus.
1 John chapter 5, verse 4.
Yeah.
For whatsoever is born of God,
whatsoever is born of God,
overcometh the world.
Overcome. This is the assurance. If you are born of God, you have all it takes to overcome the systems of the world. Do you know the systems of the world? Look at how deep. I hope you all know how we have been sold into debt. Not only Ghana here, the world general. Please, What is happening in Ghana here is just a little of what is going on in the group. Those of you who don't read and make any progress, don't find out. The financial world is crippling now. I have a good knowledge in crypto trading and forex trading, and I'm telling you in the crypto world, what is going on? Systems are crashing, and the world is designed to swallow people. Now, people are working almost 24/7. Because people are living their life on credit. It is designed by the system of the world that you put your life on credit, that you will die in debt, and your children will come and pay for it. Everything now is because the people are living their life on the emptiness. Please, some of you, don't be jealous of cars you see going right now. They are loose. The system of the world is designed that you fear. You live in depression. Go to the developer industry and you can hear the case of a lot of depression. The system is designed to do that to you. The Bible says that we can overcome this system because we are born of God. But how is that possible?
And this is the victory that overcomes the world.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world.
In
our heart. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May that faith in you overcome every system of the world.
Abdila Bakasaya.
May that faith of you overcome every system of the world. And this is the faith that overcame the world. Oh Jesus. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That let your faith overcome the world. Amen. See, we are entering into high times of the world. There are seasons we are finding ourselves in right now. Let me tell you, things are never going to get better. Things will never get better. The system of the world is designed to fail. The Bible says the world, the earth, and the heaven shall pass away. The word of God can never fail. So I want to let you know that if your trust is in the systems of this world, then you are heading to a place of failure. But the Bible said there is something that overcame the world, even our faith. This faith I'm talking about, is not the faith of spectacular things. I'm talking of the spirit of faith that has been nurtured in you and has gone to the point that no mountain can overtake it. I declare in the name of Jesus, what I've done all mountain before Zerubbabel, and that says the word of the Lord, that shall become a plain. No economy of this world will swallow you. The destiny that God has spoken upon you, I release you into an overcoming faith in the name of Jesus. You shall not be registered among the unemployed graduates in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is the victory that overcame the world. Even our faith. One man has seen that there is a casting down. We will say there is a lifting up. Because our faith is not in our faith. We are not designed to live on this system of this era. Our supply is from God. I see God raining manna for you. When there is no way, there will be way for you. When all men and hopes are gone, God will come through for you. I release you to the provisions of the kingdom of heaven. I release you to the provisions of the kingdom of heaven. And this is our faith, and this overcame the world. And many people are being depressed. Many people are worrying about what will be tomorrow. Many people are worried about how to get the next job. But I came here to tell you, he that is born of God overcame this world. Masaka. He that is born of God has overcome the world. And we did it by our faith. Let this faith grow right now. I know there will be times that all you see is dry bones in the valley. And I prophesy now to you that dry bones have become flesh. This is the faith we have that we have overcome the world. You will not fail. Our destiny is not failure.
You are the head and not the tail. My being in Isaiah. In Kapaya. Atina and the Kaba. Rakata Tumata. Now we are declaring to the elements of the enemy and into the sisters of the world that we have overcome. This is the victory we have. We have overcome. We have overcome. You are overcome. For you can do all this through Christ who strengthens you. I declare that you will do all this in the spirit that rose Jesus. In you, the Holy Spirit. And rose him from the dead, fall upon your mortal bodies, and leave you with a spectacular life, and be the Nekapa. Oh, Rabasaya, if I were you, I begin to pray that Lord, help my faith to grow, 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 that Nekapa, if you have the faith like Master Cena, shall say unto this mountain, be now removed, and it will be moved. I see a mountain moving in the Kapara. That limitation, that addiction, that fucking curse will not have it with a big Kapakata, a linked demosha, Ikotayaka. There is a release, there is a release. Aratatina, Aratatina, Aratopaya, Hated Nikapa, Abundi Nakaya, Abundi Nikapa, Abdel Nakapa, Abdel Nakapa, Abdel Nakapa. This is the faith that we overcame the world, and he continued to say, and in this we know that when we ask him anything, he will do it. Can you lift up your voice now? I don't know what you want God to do for you. But there is a victory for you. Speaking right now. There is a release of faith. Speaking right now. Ele pakata, ele tenika, ti akundeka, ati ovarasaka, ele nekapa. Rono mokosa, rono mokosa. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, God. I speak to that sisters of the world that has been designed to make you a favor, that you are not part of it. He that is born of a God, of God is overcame the world. I speak to that sister, you are not part of it. I exempt you. If they killed everybody, you will not die. Oh, Balasaya, I speak to the covens and the witches of the family, the altar that saved your life, that he that is born of God has overcome the world. I declare a failure that with the Lord has not said shall not come to pass. I speak upon your life. There is no mountain you cannot climb. There is no mountain you cannot take. I release you to possess the mountains of politics. I release you to possess the mountains of entertainment. I release you to possess the mountains of economic places. I declare in the name of Jesus, you have overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome.
Amen.
This is the faith we are talking about.
Yes.
You have overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. Shout it to me. I have overcome. Say to the devil.
Is anybody here who need a spectacular move of God in his life? Is anybody here who need an extraordinary visit of God? What is it that you are looking up to God as for God? And that this atmosphere of the gift of spirit of faith. Say it now. Is it money? Is it marriage? Is it traveling? Oh, Messiah, you shall save it. In this we know, when we ask anything according to his will, he will do it. Speak it! Mark up the devotion.
Ramona,
the
I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.